It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. To keep up with news from the fishing world, today's angler can check out more than a dozen different fishing magazines. But 120 years ago, there was only one, The American Angler. The American Angler was the nation's first fishing magazine devoted to the sport and culture of fresh and saltwater fishing. It cost 10 cents an issue back in 1881, or you could subscribe for $3 a year. But American Angler was nothing like today's glossy magazines. The only graphic was on the cover. It was a lithograph of a black bass. The editor, William C. Harris, described the American Angler this way: "It isn't pretty, but, Brother Angler, we propose to make it useful." The magazine included stories titled "Should an Angler Make His Own Tackle?" and "Our Mutual Friend, the Black Bass." There were also fishing reports from correspondents at major eastern rivers, including the Potomac, Susquehanna, and the Niagara. The final pages of the magazine were filled with ads for all things piscatorial: tackle, rods, reels, and even mosquito repellent. Back then, of course, you could get your hands on a brand new three-piece fly rod for just $2.75. That same rod today will cost you a few hundred dollars. American Angler grew so popular that it moved to New York and started a weekly run. In 1923, it merged with the magazine Forest and Stream. But American Angler was not lost forever. The journal was reincarnated in 1978 and is currently the number two magazine in the United States for folks hooked on fishing. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.